7654321.
It is now time for the Pony Keg Sports Podcast with your host, Josh Stevens and Tom Schultz. Woo!
Hey there, everybody. We're back with another episode, and it is episode number 108. And we are going to do our mock draft 1.0, first mock draft of the season.
Real life.
Real fantasy. NFL mock draft, not a fantasy mock draft. So hopefully you guys will listen along, and we'll go from there. As always, I'm here with Tom.
Woo!
And Tim.
Yeah, I hate you guys today.
Why?
You've just been mean to me today.
You've been
beating me up and making fun of me.
It's been pretty fun for us.
That's life, Tim.
I'm picking someone stupid first overall.
Yeah.
You don't get the first pick.
So this is the way that we're going to do it. We're going to call out each team, and then we're going to talk about it, their needs and everything like that. I'm going to go with the first overall pick because I don't really care what you guys say.
Since you guys hate me, can I play the role as Roger Goodell?
No.
So I'm going to go with the first pick. Tom, you're going to go with the second.
What the back of the bus for me.
Tim,
real nice.
Tim, you're going to be third. And you know what we should have done was a snake draft now that I thought about it. But
do that next time.
We're not going to do that. I'm going to go after Tim, and then we're going to keep going. We're going to
have a lot of mocks. We're going to have mock at least once every month, right?
At least twice a month.
Yeah, twice a month.
So
we have a lot of time on our hands.
Yeah, we got quite a bit. Let's go right into it. We have the Cleveland Browns with their number one overall pick. And, again, there are two teams that do not have a first round pick, and that is the LA Rams and the Minnesota Vikings. They gave it up via trade last year, and the Vikings was this year's, right?
Yeah, for Sam Bradford.
With the Bradford trade.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to go with the Cleveland Browns, pick number one overall.
Should be a slam dunk.
Their top needs are quarterback, center guard, and running back, of course. They are going to lose Crowell in the offseason, most likely, or they're going to re-sign him.
Those are the two options. So you ever being a dick to me the whole day.
I'm going
to
go with a guy that is neither one of those three. I'm going to go defense. And I'm going to go with a lineman.
Oh, smart pick.
Jonathan Allen.
What?
Alabama.
No.
Yep.
That's
what I'm going with.
You've just ruined the whole thing.
I'm doing it one of two reasons. If I went with Myles Garrett, from Texas A&M, I feel like that is how all the mock drafts are going. And
basically,
we would just be another mock draft that people would be reading about. I want to go with something different and see what you guys do after that. Because I feel like making a Jonathan Allen pick here changes the whole draft from there on out.
If you were the Browns,
would
you pick Jonathan Allen number one?
Yeah, why not?
That's the role we're supposed to be playing.
I'm going Jonathan Allen.
You're dumb for a couple reasons. One, you pick Jonathan Allen.
I love him.
Two, I love him, but he's not Myles Garrett. Exactly. Myles Garrett is the pick here. Now the Browns are pretty dumb, so I mean we might have put the right guy here at number one.
I just watched Draft Day, probably a day ago.
What do you think? Not Kevin Costner.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is Kevin Costner. Kevin Costner goes with Jonathan Allen. Pick is made. Don't care.
All right.
You know what he did? He had it written down. Draft Jonathan Allen any way necessary. So Jonathan Allen's number one.
Well, I think it's safe to say we all hate that pick.
I thought Josh had the easiest pick of the draft, but now that just fell in my lap. With the Niners, they're hurting all over. Their defense isn't good. They need a quarterback. I could reach for a quarterback here, but the number one player on my board is Myles Garrett. That's who I'm taking. You know, this dude is so fast. He could beat tackles with speed. But he's also got the power to beat them with a bull rush. He has potential to be one of the best pass rushers in the NFL, and that's why I'm taking him for the San Francisco 49ers.
Over a quarterback that they desperately need?
He's the best player on the board. They need so much, so I'm going with the best available.
I do agree. He is the best available.
And this draft, there's no quarterback that's going to take you to the Super Bowl. I would say there's no franchise quarterback, I don't believe, in this draft, and Myles Garrett is that potential top five defensive player for the next 5 to 7 years if he plays out the way he should.
Let's go on to pick number three then. It's the Chicago Bears, and their top needs are quarterback, defensive back, and offensive line. Tim, it is your pick. Go ahead.
So I am glad that you jerks put me at number three, because at least I got to pick for my Chicago Bears. And you say that those are their top needs, but their top need for over a decade since Mike Brown was on their team is a safety. Jamal Adams from LSU is a difference maker at that position. He can immediately help secure that secondary. If they do not pick Jamal Adams or Jonathan Allen at number three, because it's going to be down to one of those two players, I believe, I will be extremely upset if they try to reach for a quarterback.
Yeah, I totally understand the pick, and I like it.
Yeah, that kid's awesome. Bleacher Report's Matt Miller compared him to Sean Taylor.
Yeah, same guy who also had the Bears picking on Wyoming's quarterback. Friggin' a-hole.
Buffoon.
Adams, he can do everything. He's probably going to be more of a strong safety, but that dude can cover tight ends. He could probably cover slot receivers, but that dude's a hitter. I love the pick to him.
Number four is the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they finished 3-13 last year.
I wish Mike was here to pick for the Jags.
I know.
Just the Jags.
He would take Mike Williams for sure. For sure.
Their top needs are offensive line, defensive tackle, and safety. I really wanted Jamal Adams here, but you took him, so I got to go offensive line. I'm going to go with offensive lineman, tackle, Alabama, Cam Robinson. The one thing that I Jacksonville needs a better offensive line. Cam Robinson, again, this draft is not great for offensive linemen. It is pretty weak for the blind side. But the one thing that he
Sandra
does...
Sandra Bullock?
Yeah. Huh. Well, movie references over and over today. But the one thing that he does do well is run block. And even though they do need a pass blocking offensive lineman, but...
And a running back.
But I think they, regardless, they have two running backs on the roster. They could draft another running back. They could become a more running team. I just think Cam Robinson at this spot is a good fit. He may not even be the best offensive tackle in the draft. But I think he's a good spot for this one.
I haven't watched much of Cam Robinson's tape, but the one film I saw was him versus Derek Barnett from Tennessee, and Barnett murdered him all day. That's why I'm not too high on him. Yeah, I still have to do research.
And it should be noted, he's one of the best defensive linemen in this draft as well.
He's very good.
Yeah, Barnett is a stud.
But that's exactly what he's going to be facing in the NFL.
Very true. Very true. And now I will say, I just want to add here, if somehow Jamal Adams falls to the Jacksonville Jaguars at that spot, him and Jalen Ramsey together in that secondary, that's dirty. That defense automatically is a very, very scary defense.
Yeah, that was who I wanted at that spot, but you took him for the Bears, and rightfully so, I understand. So
yep.
I just don't think there's another safety that high, quote-unquote, that would fill that need for me. So went with him. Next up is number five, the Tennessee Titans. They finished this year at 9-7. They get this pick from the LA Rams. Their top needs are cornerback, wide receiver, and tight end. Tom, it is your pick. Go ahead.
I really want to go cornerback, but I can see a good cornerback falling to them for their second pick. So I'm going to go with my number one wide receiver, Mike Williams from Clemson. Look, Titans, they have a really good young quarterback. Got a good O-line, good rushing attack. They need to give him more pass catchers. Rishard Matthews is not the answer. And I think Mike Williams could be a legit number one receiver in the NFL. He's got the size. Look what he did against Bama and their stingy defense. He had a great game against them. I love Mike Williams of the Tennessee Titans.
I want to hate the pick. I really do. But it's just one of those, you know, how many people in one of our past episodes I was talking about, you know, that trade that the Falcons made to get Julio Jones because that was their guy that they were so high on. Listen, he could end up, he's drawing a lot of comparison to Julio, so it's something that could happen. It's just, I don't know. I don't know how much I value Mike Williams at five.
Just imagine, the Rams could have had Mike Williams here.
That's exactly what they need.
And that's exactly what they needed. But Mike Williams finished with 98 catches, 1,361 yards, 11 touchdowns on the year. He had a great year. He had an injury the year before. What was it, his neck?
Neck.
Yeah. Scary injury with that, but the kid is the one of two best wide receivers in the draft class. The number one for me. I love Mike Williams. And going to Tennessee with Marcus Mariota there and the emergence of Rishad Matthews there, they don't really have anybody else.
Nope.
So I see...
Delanie Walker.
Well, yeah, Delanie Walker, but he's getting a little bit older. But wide receiver-wise, that's pretty much all they have.
Oh, yeah.
Justin Hunter's gone. They really thought he was going to be the next highly touted wide receiver there. He wasn't.
Kendall Wright's a free agent.
But Mike Williams here, I love the pick because they need an instant offense, and he's a guy to do it, and
who's
I like
the speedster that they had that went to the Eagles? He was traded to the...
was not a speedster, but Darrell Green Beckham.
Yeah, Darrell Green Beckham. They thought they were high on him, too, before they traded him last
year. Yeah, he's a big-bodied wide receiver. Yeah. He's a big monster of a wide receiver, but he's gone. But regardless, they need somebody to take his spot or some wide receiver presence. Mike Williams is a slam-dunk pick. I like it.
My favorite part about this so far is now you see how easy it is. Like, we all make fun of teams. I'm like, why didn't they go with this guy? All the last three picks that Josh told us about the team's needs, and none of us have chosen the team needs. We've gone with the best player.
The Titans need
was... Titans was wide receiver.
Okay, there was a wide receiver there.
And Jacksonville was O-line.
Was there?
Yeah.
All right, well, maybe I'm full of shit.
Your theory is shit.
A couple words.
Next pick is pick number 6. It is the New York Jets. They finished the season 5-11. Their biggest needs are quarterback, outside linebacker, and cornerback. Tim, I guess we'll let you make a pick.
So they need to improve that defense big time, and while I do think they need to improve the secondary, there's not enough talent at the cornerback position, I don't think. So I'm going to go with another safety, one Malik Hooker from Ohio State University.
I like it. Everything you read about this guy, and you watch his film, how scared quarterbacks are to test this dude. People are comparing him to Ed Reed. He had 7 interceptions on the year. This was like the only year he started, returned 3 for touchdowns. This kid's a playmaker. I like it.
He just seems smart out there. He seems like one of those few, like, he doesn't get burned. And listen, it's going to happen in the NFL. He's going to get burned. It's undoubtedly going to happen. But he's one of the most NFL, I would almost say he's more NFL smart than who'd I have going at the Bears.
Jamal Adams,
thank you.
Yeah, I mean, Malik Hooker, he's super fast, huge range, great center field type safety, and I think he had 7 interceptions, right?
Yes. Yeah,
and then 3 return for touchdowns. The kid's a playmaker. He really is. Again, with Jacksonville, I just didn't think he fit that spot. For here, I can see it. You got who's a Revis. He's probably going to be gone at the end of the year. So, defensive help in the secondary, I understand the pick. Makes sense. I like it, Tim. Next team is going to be the Los Angeles Chargers, the LA Chargers. Have you guys seen all these stupid logos that they've been coming out with?
No,
oh, they're terrible.
Apparently, they have to do something with horses.
No. Well,
a lot of them are like the fan ones that they're making, all do with horses.
Well, yeah. the ones that I saw, it was just basically they took the LA Dodgers symbol and then added like a lightning bolt in the L, and it like people are pissed. People are super pissed.
Yeah, they're not happy. But regardless, their biggest needs, they're 5-11. Their biggest needs are offensive tackle, wide receiver, and quarterback. To be honest, I don't even think it's wide receiver. Keenan Allen's coming back from injury. Hopefully he stays healthy, but the emergence of Tyrell Williams, I thought he did great last year. Quarterback, I kind of put that a little bit later just for the fact that they do have Phillip Rivers for a couple more years. They do have to start thinking about quarterback, but I'm going to go with, an offensive tackle. And I'm going to go with offensive tackle, Wisconsin, Ryan Ramczyk.
Ramczyk.
That's how you say it, right?
Yeah.
He could possibly be the number one tackle taken in this draft. But I just think from him from Wisconsin, I like the pick just for the fact that it fills a need and he's there. He may even be the best tackle on the even before the draft starts.
Yeah, I love the pick. He's my highest-rated tackle right now. I watched his film against Michigan State, and when he was lined up against Malik McDowell, he dominated. I believe he was a junior college transfer, and this was his first year starting. But this kid can play. He's a good prospect. The only thing you got to worry about is his hip injury. I believe he just had surgery on it.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see how much he's able to show here in the offseason. That's going to affect his stock quite a bit. For him to go this high, like you said, coming off of his hip surgery, I have a personal bias against Wisconsin offensive linemen because the Bears drafted Gabe Kareemi first over in their first round pick a long time ago, and he screwed them by being terrible forever. So I hate the pick, and you, Josh.
Understandable. Next pick is number 8, the Carolina Panthers. They finished the season 6-10. Their top needs are offensive tackle, D end, and running back. I feel like every team is almost offensive tackle for the most part.
Yep.
But those are their needs. And Tom, it is your pick. Go ahead, think about it. What are you going to go with?
If I was the Panthers, I would run my card up to Roger Goodell on this one. I'm taking running back Leonard Fournette. He's a freak athlete. This dude's huge for a running back. 6 foot one, 230 pounds. He's probably going to run in the 4.4s. I just want to picture him and Cam Newton playing together and Cam running the read option with freaking Leonard Fournette. It'd be scary.
Did Tom just take someone before Dalvin Cook at the running back position?
I think Fournette's a better fit for Carolina.
Yeah, for this offense, I think Leonard Fournette is a better fit. You got to look and see what Jonathan Stewart did when he was with Carolina. He put up big numbers. He's turning 30 this year. He only had a 3.8 yard per carry average. So I don't know. I like it. It's not bad.
I like it as well. I think that it's a sure thing pick for them. A no doubter. I love Leonard Fournette as much as I'm mocking you right now, just because you're a Dalvin lover. I also believe that if for whatever reason one Mike Williams is still available, I think that they take him above a Leonard Fournette because there's running back depth, and Mike Williams paired up with Cam Newton and a Greg Olsen as a safety net. That's a scary possibility there.
Yeah. Next up is going to be the Cincinnati Bengals. Their record this year was 6-9-1. Their top needs, center, linebacker, and edge rusher. Tim, your pick. Go ahead.
You know, the Bengals are slowly getting nasty at the defense, on the defensive side of the ball, working to become, you know, like the Baltimore Ravens, like the Pittsburgh Steelers. I look for them to continue that trend. Add one Reuben Foster from Alabama University. Scary guy. Immediate starter on that defense. Immediate playmaker for sure.
Yeah, I like Reuben Foster a lot. He's probably the best linebacker prospect in this draft. I don't think he's a Luke Kuechly type, but he's going to be a serviceable starter. The dude can run. I don't think he has the best instincts, though.
Yeah, he's a sideline-to-sideline player. His motor's always running. He's a pretty good blitzer, too. So I like the pick. It's not bad there. Next pick is going to be the Buffalo Bills. Their record for 2016 was 7-9. Their biggest needs, offensive tackle, wide receiver, and defensive back. You could either go safety or corner here. And I'm going to go with probably one of the weirdest players in this draft. Kind of played all over. I don't know. Michigan safety, Jabril Peppers. The only reason why I'm going with it here is because
you're dumb. No, the next to your first pick that you made.
I really want him to go to Baltimore just for the fact that it's the Harbaugh and Harbaugh connection. But I think people are going to be really zoned in on his athleticism. You look at Buffalo, it's his new coach. He's coming in. He has a history with drafting safeties or linebackers that played safety in college that convert to a linebacker from Carolina. He's done it multiple times, at least two big-name players. And I think this could possibly be a situation with Jabril Peppers where they just look at the athleticism and say, this is a guy that we can mold into this type of player that we want.
He reminds me a lot of a more versatile version of a Shea McClellan the Bears took 4 years ago now, 5 years ago. Yeah. He's a Patriot now anyway, but doesn't really have a real position. Shea McClellan was more of a lineman slash linebacker rather, where Peppers is a linebacker slash safety, but you don't really know where he fits in. He's going to have to find the right system. A team that thinks that they have his spot perfectly set is going to have to take him. Buffalo, that's a rough one for me.
I just think with the possibility of where that coach came from and what he's done with the players that he's had before, I think it's a perfect situation.
Yeah, I think personally, way too early.
Oh yeah, I think it's
way too early. But Yeah, he could probably play in the box safety. You might be able to put him in the nickel package at a linebacker. He's an awesome punt returner. You might be able to use him as a wildcat quarterback. So, yeah, you're going to get multiple uses out of him.
He reminds me kind of Honey Badger in a sense, but I don't know.
Bigger, scarier version?
Yeah, in a sense, yeah. He can play in the box. He can play as a safety. So
I'd like him more like if he went to like the Lions or something late, like later in the first round. I'd like something like that to help shore up that offense or defense.
Yeah, even him at Baltimore, I think, is a good spot too later on. Absolutely. I think his stock may drop. So when we do more mock drafts down the road, I think I would let him slide a little bit, but.
Especially because we're all making fun of you now.
So. Baltimore would be a good spot as well. Yeah, can F off, Tim. next pick is going to be number 11, the New Orleans Saints. They finished 7-9, and their top needs are cornerback, safety, and linebacker. Pretty much defense all around because their defense is god-awful. Tom, your pick. Who are you going with?
Saints need a lot of help in the secondary. Look at the wide receivers they have to face on a week-to-week basis in their division. Julio Jones, Mike Evans, you got Calvin Benjamin. Tons of talent right there. They need a guy who could play man-on-man with those guys. I'm going with cornerback out of the Ohio State University, Marshawn Lattimore. He's got the size. He's going to run very well. And just wait to the combine, and you see his hips and his feet. This dude can run with the best of them.
I love that pick. I actually was tempted to take him at 6 for the New York Jets just because they do need the cornerback help. But I graded Hooker a little bit higher overall in the secondary. I couldn't agree more. I feel like he's an immediate impact player for that very rough around the edges, to say the least, Saints defense.
Yeah, he could have gone higher on most draft boards. So for him to slide all the way down to 11, great steal, in my opinion, if this draft happened today. Next pick is going to be pick number 12, and that is going to be the Cleveland Browns. From the Philadelphia Eagles, their record again, 1-5. Top needs, quarterback, center guard, running back.
The record was 1-5?
Yeah.
It's a hell of a season, man.
Yeah, not good. But yeah, so they got this pick from the Eagles. Tim, your pick.
I hate picking for the Browns because like on their needs is everything.
Makes it easy at least.
Yeah. Kinda. Well, and then like, are we picking as us and what we would do, or are we picking as the Browns and what we think they're going to do?
If you were the GM, what would you do? If you were Kevin Costner right now and you had the 12th pick in the 2017 draft, what would you do?
They have to listen. They're going to have to address the quarterback situation. RG3 is not their quarterback. I feel like drafting a Deshaun Watson or a Deshaun Kaiser is just like drafting RG3 all over again. So I am going to go with the one-year sensation, University of North Carolina quarterback Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah, let's draft a quarterback that's had 1 year of starting collegiate experience over a guy that's had 4 years. Let's do it.
Let's do that. Why not?
All right.
He is the best pocket passer, true pocket passer, in this draft. Strictly based off of their seasons.
I agree with Tim, in all honesty.
I would, as much as I hate Deshaun Kaiser, because I despise him, I would possibly put him almost to level of where Mitch
you
Trubisky
are
is.
Smoking dope. You're no, talking to a Notre Dame fan who watched him single-handedly give games away all year long. We lost to Navy, I think, this year. Army. Who the hell did we lose? We lost to everyone. We were terrible. We lost to North Carolina.
Yeah, it wasn't a good game.
It was an awful, awful season. This season showed exactly why Kaiser is maybe the fourth or fifth best quarterback in the league. It's just Trubisky's the best pocket passer at this time.
Tim, if there's Brown fans listening to us, if Josh didn't miss the first overall pick, imagine they get Myles Garrett and Mitch Trubisky. Browns fans would be happy. They got their quarterback and a dominant edge rusher. You got Jonathan Allen, heck of a freaking ball player. That dude freaking whoops ass out there.
And he very – listen.
But I like the pick.
And at the end of the day, if they might end up having Jonathan Allen and Mitch Trubisky and be set for the next 5 to 10 years. I mean, you never know.
They need a quarterback, and desperately. I think it was the right call.
Yeah, I mean, he had 30 touchdown passes and 6 interceptions this past year. So, I mean, those are good numbers. What, a 68% QB rating, something like that?
And more importantly, my stand almost fell down, guys. Getting a little excited over here. He made the University of North Carolina football team relevant. That's not an easy thing to do. You would never think of the University of North Carolina for a top quarterback to come out of there. Props to him. Was it only 1 year? Sure. But he did what he had to. He's a top draft pick, and to me, he's the best quarterback.
Well, I'll tell you this. He is smart for coming out and going out. Right, he is. If he would have went back next year, he could have dropped. It would have been god-awful, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Such a weak quarterback draft class. Now's the time to come out and do it. And for him to even think about going back to school just didn't even make any sense to me.
He never actually thought about it. He saw the dollar signs and got the hell out of Greensboro.
Next pick is going to be number 13, the Arizona Cardinals. They finished the season 7-8-1. Their biggest needs are going to be linebacker, quarterback, and defensive back. Let's see. I'm going to go with cornerback Jalen Tees. How do you say that? Tabor. Cornerback from Florida. I think him on the opposite side of Patrick Peterson, it would just be such a great fit. You also have Honey Badger there. It would be from day one, he could step in and start. He'd be the guy there, no questions asked. Plus, you look at their pick last year, Williams. The guy did nothing. He started off as a running back, got converted to cornerback. They were so weak at corner. You could see them get burned at time to time. He'd be a perfect fit.
If Honey Badger can get healthy, and if why am I blanking right now? The guy that you mentioned first, Patrick Peterson. If Patrick, and that's a big if, because who knows what's going to happen with Patrick Peterson, but if they can go back to any sort of form that they were at originally, I love this pick. It secures the defense immediately and makes them an immediate contender in the NFC West again.
Yeah, he's a top-level cornerback prospect, and it'd be great to have him on the opposite side of Patrick Peterson.
I think he had 8 interceptions, 3 returned for touchdowns.
I've heard rumors, though, that the Cardinals may not be keeping one Patrick Peterson. I heard rumors that he might be a cap casualty here come closer to the regular season.
And Tees would replace him. So either way, I can live with it. Next pick is going to be pick number, what? We got 14. It's a tie. Let's go with the Colts.
You want me to flip a coin? No, not the Colts.
No, I'm going to go with the Eagles.
I'm going to flip a coin.
Don't let me pick the Colts.
Right, I'm going to go with the Eagles. Just because it's
Heads. All right, it says the Colts.
No, it's the Eagles.
Damn it, come on.
Only because it's Tom's pick, and I do not want him to have the Colts pick.
All right, fair enough.
So we're going to go with the Eagles. They finished 7-9. Their biggest needs are going to be cornerback, wide receiver, and running back. They dealt away, I believe, this pick comes from the Vikings. So they traded away their pick originally in the deal with Bradford, blah, 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 whatever. So, Tom, you're up. Who are you going with?
This is another easy one for me. Tim, you kind of focused on safeties earlier in the draft with back-to-back safety picks. I'm going to focus on the running back position. I'm going to give the Eagles my boy, Dalvin Cook. One of the best things you can give a young quarterback, Carson Wentz, is a good running game. And I think that's what Cook can bring to the Eagles. This man's super fast, athletic, can catch the football. Anytime he touches the football, he can score a touchdown. And when I watch his college tape, he reminds me of Jamal Charles. And that's something Coach Doug Peterson will love since he spent a lot of time with him in Kansas City.
As much as I make fun of you for the Dalvin Cook love that you show, I love this pick for them. It's not Wendell Smallwood or any of the other band of misfit toys they've thrown in there at running back over the 2016 season. I love it.
Yeah, Dalvin Cook can rip off a run anytime and score. He had 48 touchdowns at Florida State. The guy is fast. He's quick. He can run people over. He's not the biggest running back in the world, but he is fast and can run people over. So for the Philadelphia Eagles, I love the pick. It's an upgrade at running back. I love everything about it.
I am interested. I am very interested to see. Did Jameis Winston and Dalvin Cook ever play together?
Yep.
I am interested to see if the Bucks push to jump up in the draft and grab Delvin Cook.
And that might be an interesting spot for him to land.
I don't see him keeping the muscle hamster, and who knows what else is going to happen in that run. I'm interested to see what the Bucs do.
They could easily cut ties. They can cut him and not pay him a dollar and draft Delvin Cook if they can move up. They'd have to probably move up
in front of Philly and Indy, in all honesty.
Yeah, it would be tough to do that because you're going to be giving up future picks, and if you do that, you're kind of riding on that situation.
But this is the franchise, the Bucks, who traded up for a kicker. So I can see them trading up for a stud running back.
And if I'm them, I mean, listen, going into the 17 season with Evans, Winston, Brait, and Cook, I mean, I'm very excited about that season. That puts butts in seats, too, which they struggle with.
True. Next pick is going to be number 15, and this is the Indianapolis Colts. They finished 8-8. Their top needs are linebacker, offensive line, and running back again because Frank Gore is old.
You know what's bogus? Tim got to pick for the Bears. Josh, you're going to be lined up to pick for the Bucks.
That's true.
And you took the Colts away from me.
Sorry,
bro. Screw you guys.
I tried to flip a coin for
you. It was a coin flip.
No.
No, you rigged it.
We got Goodell over here.
Yeah.
A real Goodell. Listen, Tom's going to be mad at me no matter who I go with, I feel.
You just got to pick the right guy.
Yeah, I don't feel like I'm going to because... Listen, they need a running back. That's where I would like to go, but I feel like it would be a reach for any running back at this spot. I would also like to go to the secondary, and it's between two guys for me, but I'm going to go with the best pass rusher left in this draft right now, Derek Barnett. Now, does he necessarily fit their system? No, but he has the most talent. He has the best motor. He has all the intangibles if he can keep his act together that you would want on a football team.
Yeah, I don't hate it. He can play 4-3 or 3-4.
But they play 3-4. The only thing that worries me about this is it kind of reminds me of the Bjorn Werner pick. He played primarily 4-3 at Florida State. They drafted him, expecting him to be able to play outside linebacker. Huge failure. And Barnett played 4-3 at Tennessee, and I don't know if he could play outside
linebacker. But it's not going – and I understand that, but the saying always goes – you can go from your hand in the ground to standing up. You can't do vice versa. I feel like he'll be okay with how fast and big he is. I love him in the outside. Listen, if the kid from Georgia can be successful on the Bears at that spot, now granted, he played it in college, but I feel like he can do that for the Indianapolis Colts.
I think he's versatile enough. I think he can do it. I don't know. It kind of a reach, but I think he could do it.
If the Colts don't take an edge rusher with their first pick, I might pull a Ray Rice. That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Boy.
That's aggressive. Not good.
I'll be very mad.
And that's coming back from the episode 2 days ago. So, yeah.
But guys, it's okay. Just because you like Ray Rice doesn't mean you hate women.
It's true. Next pick is going to be number 16, Baltimore Ravens, the team that cut Ray Rice, of course. They finished the season 8-8. Their top needs are going to be edge rusher, safety, and wide receiver.
How bad would it be if they drafted that kid who just got
Joe Mixon?
Yeah, they drafted Joe Mixon.
He's worth it. He's a stud.
You're lucky I wasn't in Baltimore's spot because I would totally draft Joe Mixon right now.
I'm going to go with the secondary. I'm not going to go with the safety, but I'm going to go with a corner. I'm going to go with cornerback Alabama, Marlon Humphrey. I just think the kid is he's special. Hamstring injury, you know, slowed him down throughout the season. But he's got great size. He's 6'1", 196 pounds. I just think it would be a good compliment pick right there for the Ravens.
I like it, and I would actually like even if our pick switched, if Humphrey went to Indy and Barnett went to Baltimore, I'd be okay with that too.
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad either.
Yeah, Baltimore definitely needs help in the secondary. Look at that division, all the pass catchers, Antonio Brown, you got A.J. Green, even a Terrell Pryor, he kind of roughed them up a little bit last year. I like the pick.
You need a big physical corner, and that's exactly what Humphrey is. And
the Ravens love drafting players from Alabama.
Oh, yeah, they do. Because they're all mean.
Yeah.
Saban just makes mean people.
Next pick is going to be number pick 17, and is the Washington Redskins. They finished the year 8-7-1. Their top needs are going to be defensive line, safety, and, of course, linebacker. Go ahead. Make your pick.
This is probably the hardest one I've made today.
Come on.
I'm going to go with Solomon Thomas out of Stanford. I think he could either play outside linebacker for him or be a D lineman. He might have to put on a little bit of weight, but his college, they said he weighed 270, 275, somewhere around there. But this dude's been skyrocketing up draft boards all season, especially after his bowl game. He was extremely dominant. People have compared him to a college J.J. Watt, where they expect only the best to happen in the future. He's a kid, clean history. He's not going to be out there pulling a Ray Rice or Greg Hardy. God, he's not going to be doing drugs. Right. This dude just wants to play football.
I'm very interested to see what Washington – and I don't hate the pick, for the record. Listen, Solomon Thomas, I feel like, is a easy pick at that spot. But I don't know – I don't think Washington has an easy pick. They need to find a way to secure Kirk Cousins to because if they're going to say that he's the future, they're going to need a way to protect him. I don't know if there's anyone here at this spot that they should reach for. They may need to move up. They may need to address it in free agency. I'm not sure. Overall, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, everything, like you said, Tom, a smaller version of J.J. Watt. That's what I read over and over and over again. That's all the comparisons that I see.
I hate comparisons like that, though. Why does J.J. Watt is one of the most dominant defensive ends over the last 7 years. They really expect him to come in and be the most dominant defensive end for the next 7 years.
When you watch J.J. Watt's college, he wasn't that. Like, he was very good.
True.
But he wasn't even a top 10 pick. True. And they're just saying because his work ethic and their college tape's very similar is the comparison.
Fair enough.
But I get it. It's hard to compare people like Jamal Adams and Sean Taylor.
Yeah.
Sean Taylor is one of the best safeties ever. Yeah, the Ed Reed.
Mike Williams to Julio.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I totally understand. But I still like the pick there. It makes sense. Pick number 18 is going to be the Tennessee Titans. They have their second pick. Again, they finished 9-7. Their top needs are defensive back, wide receiver, that you could take that off the board, and tight end.
Go corner, go corner.
So, Tim, go.
Yeah, if you're Tennessee, you're really hoping that a Malik Hooker or a Jamal Adams somehow falls into your lap with your earlier pick at 5. It did not in this situation, so you have to go with the best DB available, and I believe that is one Sidney Jones, cornerback from University of Washington.
Hmm. He's a little small for me. I think he's on the lighter side. He's like, 170 or 180 pounds? He's tall, though. He's 6'1". He can still fill his frame out a little bit.
And to me, my biggest reason here is, listen, he was successful in college, and he played in the Pac-10, which is a very highly pass-oriented offenses all the time. I mean, it's all the teams in the Pac-10 can pass, whether they're highly ranked or not. So, yeah. No brainer.
I like him. He's going to be able to run with NFL wide receivers. He's going to have the speed. They're expecting his hips to be amazing in those ball drills at the combine. I like the pick. Yeah. I wish he was closer to 180, 190 somewhere on there. But
tackling, I don't think will be his strong point. No. But defending against some of the best wide receivers, I think will be okay.
Yeah. All right. Next pick is going to be number 19, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
We should have rigged this time.
We should.
You're never picking one again.
No, next time we're controlling the draft.
They finished the season 9-7. Their top needs are defensive line, safety, and wide receiver. Definitely not a quarterback or a kicker. They're good there. Roberto Aguayo, make some kicks for me, please. I am going to go with a wide receiver. I just don't think Vincent Jackson's going to be back, or even if he is, it's great because he'll be a great complement and a great role model to this wide receiver that they're going to draft out of Western Michigan, none other than Corey Davis, who is one of the two top wide receivers available in the draft. The kid is phenomenal. He has over 5,000 yards receiving for his collegiate career. And he has 52 total touchdowns. The guy's a monster. I like everything about him. He's big, 6'2", 212. Man, the kid's big, and he's got great hands.
If I'm Tampa Bay, I am going all out and going for one Alshon Jeffrey from the Chicago Bears in free agency. That's who they need on the opposite side of Mike Evans. And then they can draft to protect one Jameis Winston or go for a running back, do something else in the draft. I feel like there's really only one effective wide receiver for the first round in this draft, and that's Mike Williams.
I like the pick, Josh. One of your better picks of the day.
Thank you.
You haven't had the greatest draft so far.
I like my draft so far.
I don't.
First off, you got to look at Corey Davis. He's one of the most productive wideouts.
Oh, yeah.
The kid is phenomenal. Alshon Jeffrey, I like. But at the same time, I don't like him because he's not going to last 16 games.
Well, no, I mean, Corey Davis was going against all those top defenses in college, so that explains, you know.
Whatever.
Corey Davis is going to be a good pro.
Over 5,000 yards receiving. That's all I got to say.
Playing against Pee-wee football teams.
Oh, well. Next pick. The Denver Broncos, 9-7. Biggest needs, offensive tackle, guard, tight end, everything on the offensive side. Tom, you're up. Who are you going with?
The Broncos need a lot of help, especially over the O-line. I just don't know if there's an O-lineman worth the pick right now. I'm going to go with O.J. Howard, tight end from Alabama. I think he can help that O-line out a lot in the run game. He's one of the best tight ends in the nation. He was underutilized at Alabama, but this man could block. If you watch some of his Senior Bowl highlights already at practice, making one-handed catches, burning linebackers, safeties are trying to cover him. They can't. This man's going to produce this year, and in all honesty, he might be my fantasy tight end that I roll with next year. That's kind of crazy, rolling with a rookie tight end, because normally they suck, but I have all the confidence in the world in O.J. Howard.
What about there's another tight end. God, he's from Miami.
Greg Olsen?
How do you say it?
Neoki.
Neoki? What do you think of him? Because
Jordan
Reed. You think so?
That's what I think. That's what he's going to be a pass catching tight end.
Yeah.
Really hasn't been used to block that much. And I just think O.J. Howard's a more well-rounded.
Yeah, he fits that offense more.
He's 6'6", like 260.
And Neoki, you know what team I would think that guy would fit? Or what team-wise? The Patriots.
I don't
even want to think about that. But
that's like Aaron Hernandez and Gronk all over again.
Yeah, well, one of them is in jail, but
that's true.
OJ, I get in trouble for bringing up a guy who hit a girl once. You may have a guy who killed like 12 people. That's okay.
He's a gangster, bro.
No, OJ Howard, I love the pick. He can block, like you said. And listen, a young quarterback's best friend is a tight end who can block and also be a safety net out of the backfield. I love it.
Yeah, that pick just makes sense. With the blocking aspect, definitely makes sense. Next pick is going to be number 21, and that is the Detroit Lions. They finished the season 9-7. The biggest needs are pass rusher, defensive back help, and linebacker.
I wish a DB would have fell to the Lions here because they've, again, another team that has had secondary issues for so long. They're slowly getting better. Oh, is it Darius Slay is back there, right? He's, you know, as long as he can stay healthy, he's effective. They need someone who can get to the quarterback, to get to Aaron Rodgers more specifically. I'm going to go with a defensive tackle, not a rushing end. I'm going to go with Caleb Brantley out of Florida.
Yeah, they've had a huge void at that D-tackle spot ever since Sue left. They don't have Fairley anymore. They've lost him. So I like the pick. It's definitely a need. I still think there's a cornerback worth taking, or I like McDowell more than Brantley. But
wow,
yeah, I mean, I could understand the pick of Brantley. It makes sense, but yeah, I'm not gonna hate on it because Brantley it was very good in college for Florida. So it fills a need and it makes a lot of sense. So I'm not gonna hate you too much for that pick, Tim.
It's even fine, though I want to, I hate you.
It's understandable.
There's not much love right now in the Pony Kick
Studios. There was a lot of fisticuffs during the pregame.
Yeah, I think it's kind of, well, we're getting down to the end of the draft now, and I think the picks are getting a little bit more enticing because, you know, you got the better teams coming up. So number 22 is the Miami Dolphins. They finished the season 10-6. Biggest needs, guard, defensive end, and tight end. I'm going to go with linebacker Florida, Jared Davis. I think he's just one of the most reliable linebackers. He's always around the football, and he's super versatile. Can play inside or outside, so I like it.
Wasn't there rumors, too, the linebacker from the Dolphins? I'm forgetting his name right now, so forgive me. But
Kiko?
I don't know if it's Kiko. I think there's one more. They're talking about releasing some guys at that position, so... come draft day, it could be a huge hole to fill. So I like the pick.
Yeah, Davis is going to be able to do it all. I think his coverage ability is underrated, and he's good at stopping the run.
Yeah, he'll be an every down guy, in my opinion.
Yeah, he'll be a three down linebacker.
Next team, number 23, the New York Giants. Finished the record 11-5. Top needs, linebacker, running back, and defensive tackle. I know they say the top need for running back. Do you think either one of those guys, Rashad Jennings or the Paul Perkins, is the answer at running back?
No.
No.
Not one bit.
Okay. Your pick. Go ahead.
I really personally think that Jason Pierre-Paul will be gone. He signed a one-year deal last year, and he's wanting a long-term deal. I don't think the Giants are going to commit to him. So I'm going to take one of my best pass rushers available right now, Tack McKinley from UCLA. This kid was extremely explosive in 2016, kind of burst on the scene. He had 10 sacks, 18 tackles for loss. He can get after the quarterback. He's having labrum surgery this offseason, but he played all season with this injury, and they're expecting him at full strength by mid-June, early July.
I like it. I don't really see a running back. Unless the running back falls to him, I don't really see how you could go wrong with that pick.
Yeah, I think it would be a reach of sorts if you go with a running back here. Yeah,
absolutely.
So the pick with McKinley, it makes sense. The labrum injury does, you know, kind of... Yeah, it sucks, but at the same time, I think he'll be okay. If he can play through it for a whole year and he has surgery and repairs it, I think he'll be fine.
Yeah, the one thing, he's participating in the combine. He's waiting till after it to get his surgery.
Oh, really?
So that's why I'm not even really too worried about it.
That's interesting for a team, because basically then he's missing all mini camps. Probably, right, with that surgery? I mean,
It's possible.
That's a tough call for a team, especially that early.
Next pick is number 24, the Oakland Raiders. They finished the season 12-4. Their biggest needs are linebacker, defensive line, and cornerback. You could even say running back at the spot as well, just because you never know what they're going to do at running back. Tim,
yeah, go ahead. I still like Leibowitz Murray enough at that spot. I feel like he, heck, and we thought that this year, but I feel like he might step up. I'm going to go with the best linebacker available, Zach Cunningham from Vanderbilt. Put him behind a Khalil Mack and hope that those two can just wreak havoc on offenses across the NFL.
I like it. He led the NCAA in tackles this year. This kid knows how to read offenses. He's good at distinguishing pass and run plays. I like him. This kid can fly.
I almost wish that I would have taken him at the Colts spot at 15. I feel like that's possible, too. He would have fit well in that system.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. That's pretty much all I'm going to say with that. He tackles and tackles a lot of guys. So.
Oh, yeah.
Next pick is going to be number 25, Houston Texans. They finish 9-7 on the year. Their biggest needs are quarterback, linebacker, and offensive line. And again, they're saying quarterback with...
don't do it.
Don't. Poor Texans.
Don't do it.
I would go quarterback.
The what?
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. You know which quarterback I'm going to take, though? Think it through.
I would hope it would be Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, it's not. I'm going to go Kaiser. God. Yeah. Deshaun Kaiser, Notre Dame quarterback. As much as I hate Deshaun Kaiser, I think he is the most... I don't want to say pro ready, but he's been in a pro system
out of everybody. You want the connection.
What?
You want the connection.
Will Fuller.
Will Fuller, baby.
Oh, yeah. And that too would be a great connection there. But no, I think he'd be a decent fit there. They obviously need help at quarterback. You got to see what they have in Osweiler, go from there, and then let Kaiser compete, decide who's the best of the turds that you have.
No, I hate this pick, and I hate you still. I don't like it at all. They do need a quarterback, but this early in the draft, they have other needs to fill. I do not like it. I do not like it at all.
I like it, Josh.
Thank you.
You know, their defense is solidified. They have a pretty good defense. Their offense isn't too bad. They've invested high picks in that offense, spent big money on Lamar Miller. Their O-line's pretty good. They really need a quarterback. You saw in that playoff game, Brock Osweiler is not the guy. He cannot get it done. I don't know if – really, I just think the three of us are underestimating this quarterback class. We only have two going so far. I think more are going to go. I think there's going to be one or two in the top 10.
Yeah, the next mock, I might even put Deshaun Watson up a little bit higher just for the fact that – He did win the national championship, and I do need to watch a little bit more tape on him, but I like Deshaun Watson, too.
I'm sure you'll take him number one overall in our next draft. My problem is that I can't see the Texans saying, you know what, we just put all this money into the Brostweiler. We're going to have to pay a backup quarterback something because who knows what if – because we don't trust Osweiler, and then we're going to pay a quarterback first-round money. I just can't see them investing that much money because their team does have other needs. While their defense is secured – they're getting a little bit older. Their offense still could use some help on the offensive line. They could use – I like the tight end. I like the wide receivers. They have other spots to fill right now outside of a first-round quarterback.
And they're probably going to lose A.J. Bouye. They probably won't be able to pay him.
Number 26, Seattle Seahawks. They finished the year 10-5-1. Top needs, offensive line, defensive line, and DB. Tom, your pick is up. Go.
Their biggest weakness right now and their biggest need in the draft is O-line. I'm going to go with my highest-rated offensive tackle left, Garrett Bowles out of Utah. Yeah, he's old. He's going to be 25 come draft time. But I think this guy can play on the blind side for Russell Wilson. I think he's got the attributes to play on the left side, and I think he'll be able to protect Russell Wilson a lot better than he was protected last year. This guy's mean, and Tom Cable's going to love that.
I like the pick a lot, and you talk about his age. I almost see that as a sign of maturity and that it's okay. Listen, you need someone. Russell Wilson has, what, next 3 to 5 years to really, you know, do something with the Seahawks? I like the pick. You know, he's a add in now type of guy, so I'm okay with it.
Yeah, he's 25. He's a JUCO transfer, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so that's why he's a
couple tackles that are JUCO transfers.
Yeah, he's a big boy, though, 6'5", 300 pounds. He's a monster, so I don't hate it. They need offensive help, offensive line help. Their offensive line was atrocious at times this year, so they need better pass protection on that line and better run blocking as well, so I'm not going to hate that pick whatsoever. Next pick is number 27, the Kansas City Chiefs. They finished the season 12-4. Biggest needs, linebacker, D-line, and DB, defensive side. Tim, your pick is up.
Well, I feel like you missed kind of one of their biggest needs, and as long as they don't go and pick up one Jay Cutler, which I do believe makes their team a trillion times better, they will draft Deshaun Watson, quarterback from the University of Clemson.
Interesting.
Alex Smith has shown that he's not the guy.
Yeah, I totally get that. And I think it's kind of the same thing in Houston. Both these teams have good defenses, and their quarterbacks let them down. Both those teams had Super Bowl-level defenses, and they didn't have the signal caller to win the playoff game for them.
And with the potential, they had Tyreek Hill, Jeremy Maclin, Jamal Charles, who knows what you're going to get out of him. Travis Kelce, Spencer Ware, those are all guys. You could – listen, I would feel okay if Deshaun Watson shows that top talent ability. If he falls that far, draft him there. I would be interested to see what he could do with those guys in that offense year one.
Yeah, they did say that they're going to stick with Andy Reid, and I don't think Andy Reid is going to go away from Alex Smith, unfortunately. But for quarterback competition and to keep Alex Smith honest, it's not bad. I mean, Deshaun Watson, he's a winner. He's a proven winner. He won the national championship, and he stays healthy for the most part.
Did Andy Reid have any time with Mike Vick at quarterback in Philadelphia, or no? Was that past his time? I can't remember.
I believe he was there with him.
I believe he was there for at least a year when Vick came for that one successful year.
Vick blew up with him, I believe.
Yeah, that's my only – him and Tyreek Hill together, that's what's in my head.
Next pick is going to be number 28, the Dallas Cowboys. Their record is 13-3. Biggest needs, defensive line, defensive back, and tight end because Jason Witten is getting a little bit older. I have it between two guys. I have it between Taco Charlton and Tim Williams. Tim Williams is a linebacker, but he's a speed edge guy type deal. Great pass rusher. But I'm going to go with Taco Charlton. He's from Michigan, defensive end. He could play the 4-3 or the 3-4. The thing is with the Dallas Cowboys, they've taken defensive line over and over again, and they've gotten burned by character issues. Yep. So here at this spot, I like Taco Charlton. He's big, 6'5". He can put his hand in the ground and come off the edge. I really like him at this spot.
Yeah, you brought up Tim Williams. I don't see the Cowboys investing a first-round pick in a player with drug issues.
Yeah,
who just can't tackle.
Yeah, but he can get after the quarterback.
He can, dude's
fast.
He reminds me of a linebacker version of Chris Conte. He just goes for the big hit all the time. He goes for that big hit. He doesn't wrap up. He's not a wrap-up linebacker, and I agree completely. I can't see the Cowboys going with that.
Yeah, I like the Taco pick, though. Harbaugh loved him. He was able to get after the quarterback, and I think Rob Marinelli's going to do wonders with the kid.
Plus, I think Jerry Jones would just pick him because he thinks his name's funny.
It's possible. Next pick is going to be pick number 29, the Green Bay Packers. They finished their season 10-6. Biggest needs, corner, linebacker, pass rusher, especially corner, in my opinion. Tom, you're up.
There's two guys that I want to pick right here. Quincy Wilson, cornerback from Florida, and Malik McDowell, D lineman out of Michigan State. Both these guys are studs. I'm gonna go with Malik McDowell though, D lineman, Michigan State. Packers need help everywhere in defense. They couldn't get after Matt Ryan. They couldn't shut down any of the receivers. And I think McDowell's gonna be able to rush the passer. You watch some of his tape and he looks unblockable at times, able to beat the double team all the time. Only game he struggled against was against Wisconsin. Ramchek kind of ate him alive in that game. But I think McDowell is able to play anything across that line. He can play the 1-tech, 5-tech, 3-tech. I love him for the Green Bay Packers.
I'm okay with it. Makes sense.
Yeah, they need defensive line help. And regardless if it's a tackle or if it's an edge rusher, he's a great tackle. So I'm completely fine with what they're going with there, what you're picking there for them. Pick number 30 is going to be the Pittsburgh Steelers. They finished the season 11-5. Their biggest needs are linebacker, tight end, and they have running back here. Whatever. So
I'm going to go with it's so hard to pick on the defensive side of the ball for the Steelers. I'm going to go with Raekwon McMillan, linebacker from the Ohio State University.
The Ohio State.
Why would you go with McMillan? I'm just curious.
I feel like he's a guy who can go in and immediately understand the system. He's a smart linebacker. He's not necessarily a high blitzing linebacker, but he knows how to play the position. He can fall back into coverage. He's a smart linebacker, which the Steelers have shown that's what they want. They want someone who can understand their scheme. I feel like he could fit in.
Do you think he's a replacement for James Harrison or a guy to mold and eventually take a spot? I mean,
he's 6'2", 240, between 240 and 250.
He'll be playing the middle for him, probably.
Yeah, I don't know if he's...
replace Lawrence Timmons.
Yeah, he's a guy who, like I said, he can fit into their system. Replacing James Harrison, no, but I don't feel like there's anyone at this spot who's going to replace James Harrison.
Yeah, I think you kind of reached on this pick. I have like a second round grade on him. I like the player, though. He's fast. He can make tackles. And pairing him up with Ryan Shazier would be nice. They'd have two linebackers who could fly to the football, both great at making tackles, and would definitely shore up their rushing defense, even though they've looked good as of late.
You put him in with that talent already on the defensive side of the football, I feel like he's going to be a guy who will be on the defensive side of the ball for the next 8 years.
All right. With
his smarts.
Next pick is going to be pick number 31, and it is going to be between the Atlanta Falcons and the New England Patriots. We're going to go ahead and flip a coin and see who makes the pick.
Oh, hold on. It's in my pocket.
Yeah, that's fine. Take your time.
I can't reach.
Way to not be prepared again, Tim.
Well, I didn't know we were flipping a coin, right?
Go ahead.
All right. Heads, Steelers. Nope. Heads, Patriots. Tails, Falcons. Tails,
Falcons. That's not going to happen. I'm going to go with the Falcons winning the Super Bowl.
Son of a...
So I'm going to go with the New England Patriots here making their pick. And honestly, after our conversation earlier, I want to pick that tight end. David Njoki.
Njoki.
And I really want to pick him here. And I think, like you said, it'd be an Aaron Hernandez, Gronk situation.
Stop
where those guys
Aaron
would be
Hernandez.
Fantastic. But the thing is...
he killed like 12 people.
Yeah, domestic abuse is worse than murder.
No, what?
Regardless, LeGarrette Blount is going to be gone at the end of this year. I do not think he's going to take a team discount. They need a running back, and the best running back possibly at this spot that would fit this team overall is none other than Christian McCaffrey out of Stanford. I think the kid is just fast. He's good. He's 6 foot. He can run the ball. I just think it would be a great fit for this team.
Yeah, Bill Belichick, just like I said earlier, is going to troll the NFL. Just getting a bunch of white dudes on offense. I like the pick. I think it might be one of the best landing spots for him. This kid can do everything. He's a better Deion Lewis in my eyes.
I cannot see the Patriots taking a special teams player this early.
You got to look at this.
He's a running back.
Christian McCaffrey was very talented at Stanford, was he not?
Yeah.
And then you look at every single player that has gone to the Patriots under Tom Brady, and Tom Brady has made that player better than what they are. You look at Wes Welker. Wes Welker even said it himself. Tom Brady made me better than what I actually am. You look at Chris Hogan. Chris Hogan explodes for 2 touchdowns and 180 yards this past year. If he is on Miami, do you think he's going to have the same year that he's had this year? No. If he was on Baltimore, no. If he was on the Bears, no. Julian Edelman, he might be the only player on that offensive side where I could put him on another team and he may put up numbers close to what he's doing. Exact same numbers? Absolutely not. Close? Sure. But Christian McCaffrey, I think Tom Brady would make that kid so much better than any other team that he would be on.
Tom Brady makes his wide receivers better, but he also gives them brain disease because he gets them all killed. And also, Tom Brady will be 40 years old going into next season. He does not have enough time to make Christian McCaffrey the running back that everyone thinks he's going to be.
Tom Brady is going to play for another 5 to 8 years.
Yeah, okay. You know, I feel like I'm watching the movie Ted, and you guys think he's got a golden...
Yeah. If McCaffrey's put on the New England Patriots offense, he's the second most talented offensive weapon behind Gronk.
Yikes.
If Gronk can stay healthy.
Yeah. Yikes.
Next pick, the Atlanta Falcons, number 32. They finished the season 11-5. They're playing in the Super Bowl. Top needs, defensive line, DB, edge rusher. Their defense at times was a little horrific during the season, but lately their defense has been pretty decent.
It's a very young defense.
Yeah, very young defense. What do you think, Tom? What are they going to add?
I think they're going to add... What?
What?
Did you say quarterback?
Yeah.
I think they're going to add what every team always needs, another pass rusher. I think Charles Harris out of Mizzou is worthy of a first-round pick. And he could definitely go a lot earlier than this. I think this is a steal for them. Imagine pairing him with Vic Beasley coming around the edge. Those two, that'd be insane.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it as well because I think Charles Harris, he could play the 3-4 or the 4-3. He could even play on the line if needed, rush the passer. He's a great outside linebacker. I like it.
The Falcons defense, if they can add the pieces, I mean, I think they have 2 rookie starters this year. I think they have a safety and a linebacker.
Yeah, Deion Jones and Keanu Neal.
Yeah, I mean, if they can keep adding these pieces and keep the studs that they have, you're looking at a top 10, top 5 defense potentially here in the next couple of years.
Yeah, but Chip Kelly might be their offensive coordinator.
That's true. Yeah. That would be not ideal.
I hope Arthur Blank is just trolling the NFL.
Are we going to go another 6 rounds?
No.
Come on.
We're done.
All right. Best pick of the mock. Tom?
Overall?
Yeah, best pick that's not yours of the draft.
That's not mine. I don't even remember your guys' picks. Mine were freaking awesome.
We wrote them down.
I don't have them already. All
right, I will go. I want to say props to whoever it was. I think it was Tom picked Leonard Fournette for the Carolina Panthers. Love that pick. Feel like he would fit in and immediately be a big impact.
Yeah, I like Marshawn Lattimore at pick number 11 for the Saints. I think he could easily be picked in the top 10. So for him to be outside the top 10, I think that's a good pick right there.
Tom, are you still just going to say all your picks were the best and all of ours sucked? Or do you have input here?
Well, you both picked my pick.
Oh, okay. So
I'm going to go with my pick, O.J. Howard, to the Denver Broncos. I love that pick.
I like the pick, too.
All right, let's see. All right, well, the worst pick in our mock.
Jonathan Allen, number one.
No, he's a stud. My worst pick's the Buffalo Bills, Jabril Peppers.
That's where I was going to go. Josh, do you have a worst pick? All right, well, you look at that.
I'm going to go Trubisky at 12.
What?
Yeah, you either go Deshaun Watson there or you go Kizer.
Well, because I hate you, I will go with the Houston Texans taking Deshaun Kizer. What a stupid pick that is.
Yeah, it is what it
Big
is.
Big dumb idiot.
Well, that's all we got for you guys for our mock draft NFL 1.0. For us, we are Pony Cake Sports. You guys can find us on Twitter at Pony Cake Sports. If you guys have any questions, comments, or concerns regarding this mock draft or anything in general, you guys can always email us, ponycakesports@gmail.com. And you guys can always find Tim at
MMA News _ Tim.
And Tom, what about you?
At Mudrub Tom.
Mudrub Tom. With four B's.
Did you make a Twitter yet?
Not yet. I'm going to, though.
Four B's.
I said that last week, but.
All right. Well, that's all we have for you guys. Hope you enjoyed. Thank you very much. And look out for our next episode, which is going to be the Super Bowl preview. And that'll come next week, I believe. So that's all we got for you guys. Thanks a lot. Have a good one.